Blog Talk Radio.
Will you walk with me, take my hand? Will you walk with me with your mind? Will you walk with me, take my hand? Will you walk with me with your mind?
Good evening, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara'al of Beth Yahweh. Before we get started, just want to reiterate, I encourage all that are in attendance to get your study tools, your Bible, your pens, your highlighters, notepads, your iPads, concordance, your Bible dictionary, and all those things that's needed for study. Before we get into the study today, it's been a pretty interesting week. I want to start it off. And let's start off with a prayer first. Merciful Father, as we come before thee in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, we thank thee for the lessons and the blessings that you've bestowed upon us throughout the course of the week. We thank thee for the ups, the downs, the turnarounds. But ultimately, we thank thee for thy loving kindness and thy mercy that you've bestowed upon us and given us another opportunity to enter into another Sabbath day. Father, we ask of thee to open our minds, open our ears, open our eyes, so that we can see the wonders of your word on this day. May we connect with you just a little more and understand the things that thy Son, Yahushua, has done for us to assist us in meeting with you. Father, we thank thee once again for choosing us to walk according to your ways and to your truth, and allowing us to receive and accept the light of Yahushua. And we ask to help us as we journey with thee to allow the light of Yahushua to glow and burn brightly within us. Father, we thank thee. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of the creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctified the Sabbath. Amen. As I was saying, this has been a pretty interesting week. As we know, I think it was yesterday, the world celebrated 4th of July, Independence Day. And throughout the course of this day, you know, I had an opportunity to, you know, go through YouTube, you know, every, you know, things was, you know, people were saying different things about, you know, independence. And one of the things that I realized today was Israel, the only independence we have is in Yahushua. Only laws and statutes that's for us are the ones that Yah has laid down for us. And we have to come to understand that we are not a part of this world system. You have different people, different, you know, people of color throughout the different generations that rose up and talked about the oppression that we're subject to as people of color here in America. But even though they've talked about these things in the past, the man of color in America is still subject to the same things. And the man of color is still doing the same things. They call that insanity. But as we read the scriptures, the Father tells us what to do. He tells us to turn to him. And like last week, we was talking about acceptance. See, when the Father sends his Son to you to speak with you, and you accept him. You know, there was a time when Yeshua came to the brothers, and he said, "Follow me." Scriptures say that he stands at the door, he knocks. You open the door and you allow him in. What is that? That is accepting him. But now we have to understand, what are we accepting? What are we accepting? So, throughout the course of this lesson today, we're going to go over some scriptures that tells us what we are actually accepting. And when we think of, when we go through these scriptures about what we're accepting, our forefathers that went through the things that they went through, this is what they accepted. And as Paul said, what was written before time was written for our learning. So we as Israel today, those who are keeping Torah, those who are striving to allow that light of Yahushua that dwells in them to burn brightly, those who are walking in his footsteps, those who have ears and are hearing, those who hunger and thirst for the truth. These are the things that these men and women accepted during that time. And these are the things that we must also accept. I want to start off in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And it reads, I have been crucified with Messiah, and it is no longer I that live, but Messiah living in me. That life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of Yah, who loved me and gave himself up for me. That's something that we have to accept when we answer that call. From here, we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4. And it reads, who has ascended into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? If you know. We have many men out there that are doing things, studying, and leading people. But do they ask themselves this question right here? Do they? So hopefully, at the end of this lesson, you can answer this question for yourself if you not already know. From here, we're going to go to John chapter 3, verse 13. And it reads, no one has ascended into heaven but he who descended out of heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. So that's one part of this Proverbs 34, Son of Man. He descended out of heaven. From John, we're going to go to John chapter 20, verse 17. And it reads, Yahushua said to her, do not hold me, for I haven't yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my mighty one and your mighty one. So we answered the first question. Yahushua ascended and he descended. Chapter 2, verse 4. And it reads, this is the history of the generation of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that Yahweh Elohim made the heaven and the earth. From here, we're going to go to John 1:3. And it reads, all things were made through him. Without him was not anything made that has been made. From here, we're going to go to John chapter 10, verse 30. And this is Yeshua talking. And it reads, I and the Father are one. From here, we're going to go to John chapter 5, verse 43 and 44. And remember, the heading of this particular lesson is, what are you accepting? What do you accept? What are you accepting? John chapter 5, verse 43 and 44. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another come in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe who receives glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only mighty one? This is Yeshua talking to the believers. He was talking to Israel in regards to this. So when we out there and we're talking to people and we're coming in Yahushua's name, people are not going to receive us because they want to come in someone else's name. And there is no glory in nobody else's name. So we have to hold fast and stand firm. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. And it reads, now, I would not have you ignorant, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Messiah. Exodus chapter 16, verse 35. The children of Israel ate the manna 40 years until they came to the inhabited land. They ate the manna until they came into the borders of the land of Canaan. Now, I'm going to go here for a minute because manna was that bread that came from heaven that fed them while they was in the wilderness. Israel did a lot of complaining while they was in the wilderness. And the Father sustained them. He gave them meat. He gave them bread. He gave them something to drink. That spiritual food that he gave them, it was manna. That came down from heaven. Now we're going to go to John chapter 6, verse 51. It's Yeshua talking. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eat this bread, he will live forever. Yes, the bread which I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. So when we go and we think about Passover, one of the symbols that he gave, you know, he blessed the bread, and he broke it, and he said, eat, for this is my body. He did this when he was here on the earth in the physical form. He was in the wilderness. He came down in the form of manna, that spiritual food. We're going to go to Numbers chapter 20, verse 8. And this is dealing with that spiritual waters. And it reads, take the rod and the assembly, the congregation, you and Aaron, your brother, and speak to the rock before their eyes, that it give forth its water, and you shall bring forth to them water out of the rock. So you shall give the congregation and their livestock to drink. That's the account in Numbers. The account in Exodus, chapter 17, verse 6 reads, behold, I will stand before you there on the rock of Horeb. You shall strike the rock, and the water will come out of it, that the people may drink. Moses did so in the sight of the elders. As you see, they read differently. One, he's dealing with Moses and his frustration in dealing with the people. They was complaining, and he was taking it on himself, not realizing that the complaints was all against the Father, all against Yahweh. It was all against Yahweh. And Moses got frustrated. And he didn't do what he was told. He was told to speak to the rock, and he struck the rock. But Yahweh allowed that water to come forth. I'm going to go to Romans chapter 1, verse 21. And it reads, because knowing Elohim, they did not magnify him as Elohim, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasoning, and then their senseless heart was darkened. From here, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. And it reads, then the chief priests and scribes and elders of the people were gathered together in the court of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. They took counsel together that they might take Yeshua by deceit and kill him. So right here we have the high priest plotting to take Yeshua's life. And then we read these, you know, this account is, you know, Yeshua was talking with the people, performing miracles, healing people. And Caiaphas, who was a Sadducee, he was a rich man, and he was the son-in-law of a high priest. But he wasn't under, you know, the priesthood. You know, he was under the dictates of the Roman Empire at that time. And he was losing popularity amongst the people. So because of this, he got counsel and plotted to bring harm to Yahushua. Luke chapter 22, verse 53. When I was with you in the temple daily, you did not stretch out your hand against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. So right here, just Yeshua just talking to them, saying how, you know, during the day when he was teaching amongst the people, no one stretched their hand against him, but under the cover of darkness, they put their hands on him. We're going to go to Luke chapter 22, verse 64. And it reads, having blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, prophesy, who is the one who struck you? And I went to this particular account because it's just in correlation of how Moshe struck the rock in the wilderness. You know, that spiritual waters, that spiritual rock that brought forth water to help quench the thirst of men and animals. And how that rock is the Messiah. Now, Caiaphas, when he was living amongst men, took on flesh, did the same thing. Put hands on him, struck the rock. John chapter 16, verse 3. It reads, they do these things because they have not known the Father or me. And see, and one of the things that the Sadducees, they didn't believe. They didn't believe. A lot of the things that the Pharisees and Sadducees did during those days went contrary to the Torah. They did a lot of things for popularity purposes and for the sake of having power. They was limiting what the people could do as well as limiting what they could do. And when Yeshua came on the scene, he was freeing the people and giving the people an opportunity to know the truth. John chapter 8, verse 55, and it reads, you have not known him, but I know him. If I said I do not know him, I will be like you, a liar. But I know him and keep his word. This is Yahushua speaking. And he's talking about knowing the Father. John chapter 15, verse 20 and 21. And it reads, remember the words that I say to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecute me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. And it's just talking about how people who don't have a relationship with Yahushua do not have a relationship with the Father. Because as he read earlier, he and the Father is one. And like we just read in this scripture, he's not greater than the Father. He is a servant to the Father. And if we are servants to the Messiah, then we are also servants to the Father. Because it's not us that the Father sees, but the Messiah in us that he will see. And this is what we're accepting. We're taking up that stake, taking on that law, taking on those laws, statutes, and judgments, and walking therein. And in this world system, as we've seen and read throughout the scriptures. The world system does not agree with the ways of the Most High. We're going to go to John chapter 14. We're going to read verses 6 through 11. And it reads, Yahushua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him, and you have seen him. And he's actually talking to Philip. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Yahushua said to him, Have I been with you such a long time, and you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How do you say, show us the Father? Do not you believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I tell you, I speak not from myself, but the Father who lives in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe for the very work's sake, may be glorified in the Son. So this is something that we're taking on. This is something that we accept. We accept the things that Yahushua accepted. And if Yahushua dwells within us, then we are one with the Father also. So we have to have that connection. And that's how we get that connection. We get that connection through the Messiah, that rock, that spiritual waters that he gives us, that spiritual food that he gives us. As he said, you know, the word, the Torah, has been referred to as food. You know, he said that he has sent his spirit back, that counselor that will give us all understanding. It's that water. John 5, verse 37. It reads, the Father himself who sent me has testified about me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, and it reads, Behold, a voice out of the heavens said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Genesis 19:24. Then Yahweh rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, sulfur and fire from Yahweh out of the sky. And then we're familiar with that story. You know, Yahweh came down and sat with Abraham, you know, because Abraham was his friend. And he said, should I hide anything from my servant Abraham? And he said, no. And then when we deal with Matthew 3:17, this is dealing with the baptism. And we know that in dealing with that, how the Holy Spirit came down like a dove and laid on your shore when you came up from out of the water from being baptized. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. So this is something that we have to also do. You know, we take on his yoke and learn of him. Learn of his spirit. Learn of his character. And we will find rest. John chapter 8, verse 31, and it reads, Yeshua told the people who have faith in him, if you keep on obeying what I have said, you truly are my disciples. We are his servants as we obey him and we do as he says, just as he did, as his father said. And just to reiterate, these are the things that we accept. This is what we're accepting. We're accepting the trials and tribulations that Yahushua went through in his fleshly form and dealing with humanity. And these are the things that we are going to have to deal with in dealing with humanity. But one of the things that we have to realize that we are one with him. One with him. And he is one with the Father. So when we read in the scriptures how it says how the Father will go before us and protect us. Yeah. He's sending those armies out. For sure sending those armies out. We're going to go to Psalms 118, verse 22. And it reads, the stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. We were talking about the stone. We've talked about the stone earlier. These are just some scriptures to go back to reiterate that spiritual food that we've been given that has been manifested in the physical. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 8. It says, do not fear, neither be afraid. Have not I declared it to you long ago and showed it? You are my witnesses. Is there a mighty one besides me? Indeed, there is not. I do not know any other rock. Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 to 18. And it reads, he said to them, but who do you say that I am, Simon Peter? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living Elohim. Yahushua answered him, saying, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, who is in heaven. I also tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock, I will build my assembly, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. So in this particular scripture, I have, you are the Messiah, the living, the Son of the living mighty one. See, that's what we are accepting. We're accepting that Yahushua is the Messiah, and he's the Son of the living Elohim. That's what we accept, and that's what we stand on. And when we stand on that, then we take on that. We're going to read, go back to the start, the scripture we started off with in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And it reads, I have been crucified with Messiah, and it is no longer I that live, but Messiah living in me. That life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of Yah, who loved me and gave himself up for me. So we have to do the same thing. I think Paul said it like this: we become a living sacrifice. We lay our life down daily so that he can live through us. That's what we accept. That's what we must accept. Matthew chapter 21, verse 42. And it reads, Yahushua said to them, did you never read in the scriptures that the stone which the builders reject, the same was made the head of the corner? This from Yah is marvelous in our eyes. And then from here, I just went to some other, other stories within the scriptures in regards to, I would say, kings that were outside of Israel, that had interaction with Israel, and how they acknowledged the authority of the mighty one of Israel. And the problem is that sometimes Israel don't acknowledge the mighty ones or the ones who've been sent to teach them and bring them in good standings with the Father. I think there's a scripture that talks about how Israel killed the prophets, how Israel go to the false prophets seeking to be comforted, seeking approval to do wrong. But that's not what we're supposed to stand for, Israel. But as we know, it's going to be few that make it on that straight and narrow. It's going to be few that's going to take that call and say, here I am. It's going to be few that's going to take on the burdens of the world system. Gonna be few that's gonna speak for Yahweh. Gonna be few that's gonna stand up for Yahweh. Question is, are you one who's gonna stand up for Yahweh? Acknowledging his Son. Acknowledging what his Son has done. So I'm going to go to a couple of kings. We're going to go to Daniel. Most of these things happen with Daniel. I'm going to go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 46 and 47. And this is dealing with the king of Babylon. I got a heading up here, acknowledging Yahweh. And it reads, "Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face and worshiped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an offering and sweet odors to him. The king answered to Daniel and said, of all truth, your mighty one is the mighty one of mighty ones and the Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, since you have been able to reveal this secret." This is dealing with, you know, King Nebuchadnezzar acknowledging that Yahweh is God. Then we go to Daniel chapter 6, verse 25 and 26. And it reads, "Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages who dwelled in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all the dominions of my kingdom, men trembled in fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even to the end." And we'll go to Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5 and 6. And this is Yahweh going to another heathen king, Cyprus. And it said, reads, "I am Yahweh, and there is none else besides me. There is no mighty one. I will strengthen you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am Yahweh, and there is no one else." Just read those just to reiterate that, you know, you're going to have individuals that are outside the fold that acknowledge Yahweh, who's going to acknowledge Yahushua. Because of their interactions with Israel. I'm sorry about that, family. But just wanted to just put out there about what we're accepting. When we accept the call, we accept the burden, we become that spiritual food. We become those spiritual waters, because that's what Yahushua was. He did it both in the physical and he did it both in the spiritual, giving us that same ability. But we have to be in tune with the Word, and we have to have that connection with the Father. And we gain that connection with the Father through Yahushua. And when we gain that connection, then we can also speak in the authority that Yahushua spoke in. So we have to be mindful of that also. Because when Yahushua spoke to the people, he spoke to them in kindness and in love so that they can understand what he was saying. But when he spoke to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the men who claimed to know, the ones who were putting those burdens on the unlearned people, or the ones who didn't have wealth, He spoke to them in a manner in which they knew that he meant business. So that is one of the reasons why they plotted to kill him, because of him correcting them. And they didn't want to be corrected. And sometimes in this day and time, we run across servants or men who call themselves servants. Because there's even criteria with that. You know, those who are called by him. You know, as they say, how can they teach unless they've been sent? Men have to believe that Yahweh exists. They have to believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And not seeking him in books written by other men, but seeking him through his word and allowing his word to reveal his truth to them. So they would not speak against his word or any other man who was led and guided by his Holy Spirit. They all spoke the same thing, just in a different manner. And so I'm going to conclude with this particular scripture, because as we read throughout the scriptures that Yahushua was that anointed one. He was that Messiah. He was that one chosen to be that sacrifice for humanity. He was a willing sacrifice. That's what we must be, a willing sacrifice. And I'm going to go to Psalms 105, verse 15. And it reads, "Do not touch my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm." For as we teach the word of the Most High to those in whom we come in contact with, as we're being filled with that spirit of Yahushua, that he grows within us and that light radiates from us, we become Yahushua. So family, I advise or suggest that you go over the scriptures that were mentioned tonight and see what the Most High opened your eyes to in regards to these scriptures. And see what you are accepting. So, I'm going to close with a prayer. Merciful Father, as we come before thee in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, we ask of thee to grant your Sabbath blessing to all those who are listening, to all those who are keeping Sabbath. We ask of thee to comfort those that are ill, comfort those that are suffering with thy Sabbath rest. Encourage those who are need encouraging. Strengthen those who need strengthening. But allow them to be comforted from those burdens that they may be suffering with, so that they can enjoy your Sabbath and enjoy your company. I ask these things in the name of Yahushua, my Lord and Savior, or our Lord and Savior, and our Redeemer, and our soon coming King. El-Shur. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Shalom, Israel, and have a peaceful slumber.